Las Vegas, for example, 2 out of 3 homes are foreclosed. But what you have to realize, in many of the states, they have very low foreclosure rates. And in some of those states, the numbers are getting smaller and smaller.
You seem to be optimistic. Is one of the reasons you're optimistic interest rates remain low?
Interest rates remain low, but they're not going to stay low for long. They're at a nice, healthy 5% now. But if we have the demise, which is a lot of people are saying, of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you can bet your bottom dollar that those rates are going to be moving up very quickly.
Let's talk about the people who like to time things, okay?
Experts.
Right now, they're sitting, a lot of them, on the sidelines because they're hearing from some of these economists that those prices are going to go lower, in disagreement with you. So is it a bad idea, in your opinion, right now to wait it out and wait for lower prices?
I think you're playing with fire if you wait it out. Even if you are living in a marketplace that has prices tumbling, you have tremendous negotiating power. You can bid low and you can negotiate hard and you can ask for lots of extras, provided you have the wherewithal or the personality that's going to do that. But remember, your market doesn't ever stay low for very long. Once it turns around, it turns very quickly.
Yeah, if we look at the other side of the coin, one of your pieces of advice for people who are trying to sell a home right now is to price ahead of the market. How do you figure out how to do that?
Very easy to do it. If your prices are still falling, what you want to do is you want to price your home 5% less than the last similar house that sold. If prices are rising,